motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Arsdalen?
Yes.
Mr. Germaniak?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Malucci?
Yes. We're going to have the public hearing on ordinance 2025-8, an ordinance of Township of Dennis County, Cape May, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 102 of the Code of the Township of Dennis entitled Fire Prevention. May I have a motion to open the public hearing for comments?
Motion. Second.
Anyone interested in commenting on ordinance 2025-8, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. May I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion. Second.
And a motion to adopt.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Arsdalen?
Yes.
Mr. Germaniak?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Malucci?
Yes. Next, we have the public hearing on ordinance 2025-9, an ordinance Township of Dennis County, Cape May, State of New Jersey, revising 185-4, prohibited uses, and 185-7, adding 185-31.1, ready-mix concrete facilities, and 185-48.1, valid pre-existing resource extraction. May I have a motion to open reopen the hearing for public comments?
Motion. Second.
Anyone interested in commenting on ordinance 2025-9? Please come forward and state your name and address for the record. May I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion.
Second.
And the motion to move the adoption of the ordinance 2025-9 to the closeout meeting agenda on 12/30/2025 at 1 o'clock. This will be a virtual meeting to allow the Consolidated Land Use Board to respond. They have 35 days to respond, and by moving it to the 30th, that will allow adequate time.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we have a public hearing on ordinance 2025-10, an ordinance of the Township of Dennis, County of Cape May, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 172, Article 1 of the Code of the Township of Dennis entitled Trailers. May I have a motion to reopen the hearing for public comments?
Motion.
Second.
Anyone interested in commenting on ordinance 2025-10, please come forward and state your name and address for the record. May I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion.
Second.
Adopt that one.
Motion to adopt, I'm sorry.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Arsdalen?
Yes.
Mr. Germaniak?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Malucci?
Yes. Next, I have a motion authorizing the payment of the bills, providing proper vouchers have been filed and funds are available.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Arsdalen?
Yes.
Mr. Germaniak?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Malucci?
Yes. Next, we have admin reports. Mike, did you have anything tonight?
Just a couple items to go over this evening. Continue to work on the capital improvement project. Contractors working on finishing restoration work, driveway and concrete aprons. I believe they finished up Gracetown the other day. We moved on to Ocean View. We're going to hit Academy, and we're going to work the way back to Belle Plain, and then the one road, Powell, and then should be pretty much wrapped up.
I had a complaint about on Tattlers. Do you know if that was addressed?
My inspector did reach out to that homeowner. There was an issue with a grate, and they're going to correct it for him. So, did have one request. Somebody wanted their asphalt apron replaced with concrete. We only put back what's there. So it was an asphalt apron, so we got an asphalt apron in good condition. But other than that, they're just you know, they finished the paving, I think, back in the beginning of October, and it's just, there's so many driveway aprons, there's hundreds of them, so it's just a lot of restoration work. They're constantly working, have no issue with that. It's just a lot to get the restoration done. So there's some concern. They're trying to push this to get this through by the end of the year. Asphalt plants generally stay open until the end of January, so they should be able to get this done by the end of the year. So there's a big push for that. And then our office completed the field survey for the fitness center path at the rec, working the existing conditions. We're going to work on getting those plans for the resurfacing of that fitness path and adding some additional access ways, I think, by the pavilions. It's not fully ADA compliant, so we're going to make the full center have ADA compliant access, you know, for the entirety of the path. So work on that design, and then we'll work with Mark Lauer to get his front end boilerplate specs, and then probably, I'd say, February or so, we'll have a, you know, go out to bid, and it should be a, say, late spring project this year.
Cool.
And then, obviously, we have Halby. That was awarded back in October to South State, and that'll be a, you know, I'd say, early spring project.
Cool. Jess, you got anything?
Our land sales, we went out to auction on our land sales. We are slowly getting through closing all of them. With it being the end of the year, we didn't get them all done. So it'll be probably January, February, and early next year that we'll finish them. So that surplus you'll see kind of rolling at the end of next year, not just this year. Just a heads up.
Zach, did you see there's still some on the table in there?
Yeah,
I just saw it.
Okay, good.
Not a big deal. It's not like we had it earmarked for something specific. It's going to just replenish your surplus. We had the architect go out to the rec for our next ADA application, grant application. They're going to look at the inside of the rec and the bathrooms that are off the back of the rec for upgrades. That's probably our biggest issue with bathrooms, ADA compliance with bathrooms is inside the rec. So we'll apply for that grant. We also just, tonight, you guys approved the application for a grant to resurface our hockey rink. So we'll get to do that with our the 2026 rec grant. The batting cages are up. If you haven't checked them out yet, we still have to put infield mix down. Once that's down, we'll post on Facebook and we'll up and down. They look nice. And then I'm sure Tommy was touching on it, but rec color was last Friday. Despite the cold, we had a really good turnout, and I just want to compliment Christina on the great job she does with that event.
Perfect. Motion to approve the admin reports.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Venarcio.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Cox.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Malucci.
Yes. Next, we have general public comments. Anybody wishing to address Township Committee, step up to the microphone. Anybody? Committee comments? Tommy?
To touch on Rockefeller, like Jess, thank you to Christina and everybody that helps with Rockefeller. It is a giant winter wonderland at the rec, and it is a huge success for the town, so that is awesome. Also, we had two county hockey champions this year. Our second, third, and fourth grades won the championship, and our fifth through eighth graders won the championship, so that was pretty awesome. I believe the older kids were both DT teams in the finals. It was blue versus black, so
awesome.
We'll be having some more champions come in here. That is all. Oh, Merry Christmas. Everybody have a great new year. Stay safe, and thank you.
All right.
Yeah, just a Merry Christmas to everyone, and have a happy and safe new year.
Matt?
Yep, Merry Christmas.
Scott?
You guys say anything about Route 9? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll handle that. So it's just Merry Christmas then.
So Scott and I had a meeting yesterday with various engineers, professionals, Middle Township's governing body in regards to the project on Route 9. South Jersey Gas and ULS are claiming that they will maintain one lane, southbound lane, open during the duration of the construction. I requested more signage to address the local businesses and advising people that they're open. We also requested that they do not begin construction until after the holidays, so there's a start date of December 29th. The project is supposed to go until Memorial Day, so fingers crossed that happens. We did request that it be, you know, a night operation, but that was declined, unfortunately, so we'll take what we can get. So, Merry Christmas.
Before we go off the recording, I started it a little late, so I just wanted to say that the open public meetings notice and roll call was just rolled over and there was no public comment in the beginning.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.